Good morning to you all. This is Brother Wilmer Kaufman here again this morning with the devotional. This morning I'd like to look at how the Lord is with us. In Isaiah, I'd like to look at a few verses here in Isaiah. There's a few verses here that many people over the years have quoted and hang on to and so on. So, and I'm not exactly sure what was going on here in Isaiah 41. I did not study into it all that much. But I would like to quote some verses here this morning and also encourage our hearts to open up to the Lord and to whatever is hindering us from coming to the Lord, that that may be removed from our lives and that we could come to God as God comes to us. It says here in 41:10, it says, "Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will upbuild thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Behold, all they that were incensed against thee shall be ashamed and confounded. They shall be as nothing, and they that strive with thee shall perish. Thou shalt seek them and find not, and shalt not find them, even them that contended with thee. They that war against thee shall be as nothing, and as a thing of naught. For I am the Lord thy God. For I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, Fear not, I will help thee." That's some beautiful verses there. And I know that maybe over the years these verses have been taken out of context, but just looking at them, it says, "Fear not. It is not the will of our Father that we walk in fear, and it's not His will that we walk in dismay." And it says, "For I am thy God." I guess the question that I would have here for us all this morning, just to challenge our heart, is He our God? Is our Heavenly Father our God? Is He really our God? If He is really our God, then what will we change? How would we walk differently? How would we look at our day differently? If we would really believe that He is the all-in-all and that He would have the strength to bring us through this day, then what would we change? How would our hearts change? How would our thoughts change? And it says here, "For I am thy God, I will strengthen thee." You know, it's a wonderful promise there in what He was promising Isaiah, and I believe He wants to be a help to us today. It says here that, "Behold, all they that were incensed against thee shall be ashamed and confounded. They shall be as nothing, and they that strive with thee shall perish." The one thing that we... God has created us in a beautiful way. He has created us to have friendships, to have people around us. But usually our problems either come from those around us or most of all from deep inside of us. And so it's saying here, all those that were incensed against thee shall be ashamed and confounded. When we walk in the Lord, when we allow the Lord to walk in us, and we walk with God hand in hand today, He will strengthen us. And these struggles, these things, and maybe as we oppose ourselves and as others oppose us, But if we stay in the Lord, he will walk with us through these things. We need to remember that God will always be, but these problems are only today. And yes, that our God is bigger than the problems that we face today that come before us. It says all they that were incensed. In this context, it may have been people, but I guess what I'd like to look at is what is inside of each of us that is striving against us, that is striving against ourselves. I was just reading here a little bit. Sometimes we do have. It feels like we're facing a lot of things, maybe things from those around us. And this can be a struggle for us. However, I think we need to be careful that a lot of the striving that we're going through isn't just striving against ourselves, things within us that are striving against ourselves. I think it's important for us to look at those things too. And whatever is hindering us from walking with the Lord, from walking in his strength, from being in his presence, certainly isn't coming from him. It's certainly coming from us or others around us. So, as it says here, be not dismayed, for I am with you. I think he keeps up his end. The question that I have is, do we keep up our end? Do we stay close to him? The things that separate us from him, that keep us from walking in him, do we face those things? Do we take them to the Lord? Do we take these burdens to God and allow him to carry these burdens and rest in him? One of the things that keeps us from coming to him is if we walk in our own ways rather than in his way. We choose to go our own way rather than God's way. Jesus, just before, and this is something for us to think about. How are we doing? You know, are we teaching all nations? Are we going fearlessly and bringing the promises and the word of God to those around us, to bring a ray of hope to those around us? It was Jesus' longing that we would. The last words he spoke before he ascended to heaven was, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I've commanded you. And lo, yes, here it is again, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. It seems like he's saying that if we're willing to lay aside those weights that cause us to be separated from our Father, lay those aside and start seeking to help others and help others have a good day and help others with the good news of the gospel, he's going to be with us. There seems to be a promise here. So I'll just close with this little prayer. May you, in the name of Jesus, go forward with him, hand in hand, with him and with the Father, with our loving Heavenly Father, and take and walk in him, with him, through him today, and allow yourself to be used to bring a hope to those around you today. Amen.